Well, Mick, I guess really just blown off the park in an opening 40 minutes tonight. It was always going to be hard to come back from there.
Yeah, I'm not sure if we're blown off the park. It was the scoreline blew out, but we contributed by coming up with some terrible yardage errors, and the scoreboard kept ticking over. They scored three tries from kicks and ricochets, and you know, again, we handed them field position, and I thought there was still a chance after half time, and it showed how we come out after half time that there was still a chance of winning that game, and it's just unfortunate. Even in the second half, we come up with some more of those fundamental errors.
What did you say to the group at half time?
Well, exactly that. I thought we're still a massive chance. We just need to control possession a bit better and respect the football and build some pressure on the other team. And you know, I think we did that to a better extent in the second half, but it's just not good enough. We need 80 minutes of footy.
The second half, there seemed to be a number of turning points. Benji Marshall probably not finding touch was a big one.
Yeah, that was one of probably half a dozen things that you could talk about, you know, where they knock it on and they get the ball back and the ref says play on. That's another turning point where we're down their end and we don't get a call. So there's other factors, and it's very annoying from my point of view.
Chris Lawrence, no try. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I thought the pass had already gone, and you know, you have collisions. It's a collision sport. And, you know, I didn't think it was going to prevent the try and prevent the line break if there was such, but, you know, the refs rule it as they rule it.
I guess it showed a fair bit of character on your side, though, to really get back into that game, and at times you look like you really had them worried.
There's no doubt there's character in this team, and I'm real pleased with that, and you need that to play at this level, and we've just got to build some consistency in us.
You talk about building consistency. I guess it's shown up over the last week. You beat a side like Melbourne, but then you can't win down here at Cronulla.
Yeah, they're hard to beat. It's no easy feat to come down here and win. And we just handed the ball over too meekly and didn't give ourselves a good chance. And you know, that's our own doing. It's not the other team's doing. I thought we were poor in some areas and they were better than us. And the scoreboard reflected what it should have been at halftime at 24-0. But I still thought we'll chance a winner.
Mick, bad luck tonight. Appreciate your time on ABC Grandstand.
Thanks, mate.